One of the things that I find fascinating in life are the names that people are given. The church has had the tradition from hallowed antiquity of naming children at their baptism during after saints. We do this for a few reasons, but it is mostly so that they would know the connection that their parents wish for them to have with the faith. We allow for the child's first or middle name to be the name of a saint. It can be from the Old Testament or from more recent times. But we do this so that the child would grow up, hopefully learning about the person whom they are named after. Is your name Magdalene? Then you are named after the disciple whom Jesus loved so much that he decided she should be the first one to see him after his resurrection. Is your name John? Then you are named after the disciple whom Jesus loved and whom loved Jesus more than the rest of the apostles. The name Joseph is named either after the foster father of Jesus or the father of the people of Israel, our forefathers in faith. Growing up, I had a few friends who had the name Sarah. Did you know that Sarah, a name from the Old Testament and from the book of Tobit, means princess? Sarah was the wife of Abraham. She is a precursor for Mary. Or there is Sarah, the wife of Tobiah in the book of Tobit, who faithfully waited for the Lord to deliver her from the demon Asmodeus. Time and time again, names are given in the Bible. Names are changed. And these names denote something about the person to whom they are given. Names were often given in proportion to the mission that the person was to accomplish. Sometimes we know exactly why someone had their name changed in the Bible. Other times we have nothing other than speculation as to why their name was changed or a nickname was given. Names are also important because when we know someone's name, it gives us a certain power over them. It gives us the power to get their attention. The Lord calls Jonah and tells him to set out. He calls him by name and sends him on a mission. Jonah is met with success beyond what he ever imagined. In the gospel, we recount the story of the call of the first apostles: Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Two sets of brothers. They are called to follow after Jesus. Three out of the four named today would eventually have names given to them. Out of the four, Peter, James, and John became the inner circle of the apostles, Jesus' closest friends. Our first pope, before he is given the name Peter, lives his life known as Simon. Fulton Sheen points out in the book The Life of Christ that every time in the gospel that Peter is referred to as Peter, it's because he is doing something good. And every time he is referred to as Simon, it is because he is doing something boneheaded. James and John would be given the names the Sons of Thunder. The common understanding of this name is that these two brothers were headstrong, impetuous, intolerant, and authoritarian. They definitely sound like men after my own personality. So, in the Old Testament, we know that names are changed or given a lot, and that Jesus himself in the New Testament gave and changed names. This next statement is complete and utter speculation on my part, so if you don't like it, please don't listen. But what if after we get to heaven, we find out that Jesus has a completely different name for us, unknown to anyone except him and our guardian angel? Like, how cool would that be that he has a name that he has given us from the moment that we started to exist, because he loves us so much that he wants us to be different than every other person in existence for all of space and time, that he would give us a different name. It says in Isaiah 43:1, I have called you each by name. And we believe that Jesus does call each one of us. We hear the call of the first four apostles today, but Jesus also calls each one of us today to also follow him. While we hear him call the first four apostles today, it isn't a one-and-done deal for them. Jesus doesn't stop calling. He called Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and then he continued to call them in their time with him. Later on, he would ask them, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And who do you say that I am?" He called them to a deeper faith, to affirm that he is the Son of God. After his resurrection, he still called them to a deeper conversion, asking Peter if he truly loved him three times, after he was denied by Peter three times. It doesn't matter if we have been Catholic for 5 minutes or 50 years, the Lord is always calling us to go deeper. Sometimes he calls us through the voice of our family and friends. Sometimes he calls us through moments of prayer. Sometimes he calls us through the sacraments of confession or through an experience with the Eucharist. Just because Jesus calls doesn't mean that we have to answer, though. I said earlier that names have power and that if I know your name, I can at least get your attention for a moment. Whether you choose to continue to give me your attention or not is another story. For we can hear the Lord calling our name, and we can either ignore it or maybe not even recognize that it is him calling us. This is why we should continue to pray for the conversion of those people whom we love who do not know or do not recognize the voice of the Lord calling them and calling them by name. We have 4 more weekends until Lent starts. It's coming quite quickly. How wonderful it would be to not be caught off guard when Lent comes, but to be prepared for it. I hope this week that we can spend some time in the still and the quiet, listening to the voice of the Lord calling us deeper still into his presence, and allow him to show us some areas in our lives where we are still hesitant to be fully given to him. It doesn't matter what name we were given at birth or what name we have gone by our entire life. The Lord has a specific purpose and mission for us. He calls each one of us by name to accomplish that purpose, just like he called Peter, Andrew, James, and John. In the words of St. Gregory of Cappadocia, different men have different names, which they owe to their parents or to themselves. That is, to their own pursuit and achievements. But our great pursuit, the great name that we wanted, was to be Christians, to be called Christians.